For us as Catholics, there's a saying that the law of prayer is the law of belief. That is, the way in which we pray expresses our creed, what we profess, both in our words and in our lives. And one of the ways in which this twofold prayer of what we pray is what we believe comes through in our collects. And today's collect is particularly beautiful in this regard. It begins by talking about the innocents who did not speak, but by their very lives witnessed to Jesus, and by their very death, they became the martyrs of the church, along, as we saw the other day, with Saint Stephen. But then it goes on to say something about us, how we are called to live. And listen to this part of the prayer. We pray that the faith in which we confess with our lips may also speak through our manner of life. We pray that the faith in you, which we confess with our lips, may also speak through our manner of life. And this is what we want to think about for a few minutes. What is to be our manner of life? How do we live as those who profess faith in Christ Jesus? And this is where today's readings have a particular pertinence and relevance for us. How beautiful is this passage from 1 John? I love the fact that over these next 2 weeks, it happens every year, we read all the way through the first letter of St. John. And here he's so clear by proclaiming that God is light. There is no darkness in him at all. So that's the first thing that we affirm as to our manner of life. That God is pure goodness. He is pure light. There is no darkness in him at all. And yet it is because of the radiance of his light that we see the kind of world in which we live where there is much darkness. But it is not God's fault. And so often people think, why does God allow this to happen? Why does God allow that to happen? And we'll get to that in a minute. But the first thing we affirm is God is light. There is no darkness in him. The problem is with us. As human beings, for we are called to live in the light. We are called to have communion with him, but the tendency that we have is to walk in darkness. Enter Herod. Herod, in our gospel reading, is a man who's Jewish. He had established and built many monuments in and around Jerusalem. He's the one who's responsible for the building of what's called the Herodian Temple that would take over 60 years to build. And so on one level, you think, here's a man who's building the temple. Here's a man who's here for the Jewish people. But he wasn't at all. He was filled with darkness. One of the things that I love to do every day is I read what are called the Office of Readings. And in the Office of Readings, particularly during this time of the year, the second reading in some way or another always reflects on the gospel. And here in this reading from a saint by the name of Saint Quadvaldeus, you don't have to remember his name, Quadvaldeus, he reflects on the darkness that is in the heart of Herod. Listen to what he says, and it's as if he's having a conversation with Herod. Why are you afraid, Herod, when you hear of the birth of a king? He does not come to drive you out, but to conquer the devil. But because you do not understand this, you are disturbed and in a rage, and to destroy one child whom you seek, you show your cruelty in the death of many children. You are not restrained by the love of weeping mothers or fathers, mourning the deaths of their sons, nor by the cries and sobs of children. You destroy those who are tiny in body because fear is destroying your heart. That's the key. Listen to this again. You destroy those who are tiny in body because fear is destroying your heart. You imagine that if you accomplish your desire, you can prolong your own life, though you are seeking to kill life himself. That's why there's so much darkness in the world, because people, especially people in power, can be governed by fear, by the need to be in control, by the need to dominate. And this was at the heart of Herod's life. He was not only a cruel man here, he was so fearful that he had his family members killed. He was always killing people because he was a man governed by fear. There was no light in him. Now let's contrast Herod with Joseph. Joseph was a man who was governed by the light. Joseph was a man who, again, in the words of today's first reading from St. John, had communion with one another, and he understood how the blood of his son Jesus was going to be so critical for our salvation. One of the things today's reading from 1 John speaks about is how Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. If you think about this word atone and break it apart, at one, at one. You see, evil is always trying to divide, to separate, to destroy. Love is always seeking to reconcile so that we will be at one. We will be atoned in our relationship with God and with one another. And this is exactly what we see with St. Joseph. So how do we continue to live in this world so that our manner of life reflects the manner of St. Joseph? It begins by being realistic. We live in a world where there is much evil. We live in a world where terrible things happen, where millions of babies are aborted, where gunmen go into schools and they kill children. We live in a world where there are leaders who want to bring about war. These things happen because people walk in darkness. But for us, inspired by St. Joseph, we have a different perspective. What did St. Joseph do? He was attentive to his dreams. He was attentive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. He had the courage to do the next right thing. And that was, I need to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt. But this required a whole attitude so different from Herod. Rather than being in control and dominating, he had to let go and trust God. And what is remarkable about St. Matthew's telling of this story is he quotes the Old Testament twice. He quotes how out of Egypt I have to call my son, and how Rachel was weeping at Ramah. Interestingly, Ramah was the point of re-entry into Israel after the Israelites had been in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. So the very place where Rachel is weeping because of death will become the opportunity for a new beginning. And this is something that St. Joseph always understood. And so in conclusion, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, in a world like this, we are called to walk in a manner of life that is emblematic of St. Joseph. Trusting, open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, confident in the Word of God that is found in Holy Scripture, and that in all things God is working out his purposes to bring about salvation so that we can know what it is to be at one with Jesus, to know that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. So Jesus, we thank you on this day that in a world where there are tyrants who do such cruel acts like killing innocent boys, that your saving work, your grace, is always operating so that we can discover evermore what it is to follow in the way of St. Joseph, to walk in the light, because you are light itself. For this, Jesus, we thank you and we bless you, and we pray in your name. Amen.